This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. A lot of what we hear about President Trump's foreign policy comes from his Twitter feed. Over the past few days, he's tweeted quite a bit about foreign aid. On New Year's Day, he complained about the amount we send to Pakistan and criticized its government for not doing more to stop terrorism. Yesterday, he targeted aid to Palestinians, questioning whether payments should continue. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more on the role of aid in American foreign policy.
About 1% of the federal budget goes to foreign aid. That's still about $40 to $50 billion. Some of the money is military aid, some goes to economic development, health, or humanitarian aid.
Sometimes foreign aid is thought of as just an exercise in charity.
Richard Fontaine is with the Center for a New American Security.
But it's not only an exercise in goodwill, it's also an exercise in seeking short and long-term interests.
But foreign aid is a long-term strategy, says Cindy Huang at the Center for Global Development.
It's about building longer-term relationships and partnerships and not a tit-for-tat where everything that the country does needs to respond to an immediate U.S. interest.
And the president isn't the only one with a say in who gets aid and when.
It's not so easy to say, you know, we should stop funding a certain account because Congress does have a very strong role in creating the budget.
Especially since a lot of the aid going to foreign countries is used to buy American goods and services, says Stuart Patrick at the Council on Foreign Relations.
Meaning that much of the aid that's often thought of as going to other countries is actually much of that assistance actually remains in the United States for practical purposes.
And he says cutting aid when countries don't do what we want often results in America having less leverage, not more. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.